Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There are some people who do go through it, and they, you know, they don't get in trouble like this, and they don't do things like this, and they never have to. I mean, some people are more mature than others. But my point is, when you've got a young guy, you don't want to blow him completely out of the water if you can help it. Now, again, let's go to an extreme. If he choked her to death, you know, that'd be different. But if he did that, then he'd be in jail. And, you know, that's a completely different story. What he did was wrong, but it obviously didn't reach the level where the authorities thought that they needed to step in and charge him with something. And so, you know, as John Dorsey said, put him in counseling, you know, have him do some anger management stuff. Have him work, you know, in a way that he's going to give back to the community in whatever way he can, in terms of, you know, teaching the sort of the younger guys the way to do things the right way, you know. And I think that's to me. If we're talking about 5 or 6 years from now, a guy who's gone out and has actually changed his life or changed the way he thinks, and he's, you know, acting the right way and acting, you know, more appropriately, and he's also out there talking to groups and talking to younger people, and, you know, there's a lot that can be come out of this that is good, and I think that sometimes is what we lose sight of. Now, will it? I don't know. But I do know that if he doesn't turn a thing around, if he doesn't get better at doing the things that, you know, he needs to do, you know, he won't be in the league very long. So this is kind of strike one. The reality is he's a young guy that made a mistake or, you know, obviously made a really bad error in judgment. And what he's trying to do now is he's going to try and learn from it and try and, you know, do better. And that's, I think, the essence of what we should be really, really trying to do. People say, well, the only reason he's getting another chance is because he's really good running back. Well, yeah, but you know what? That's reality in life. You know, I'll use an example from the real world. If you're really good at what you do, you can get away at your company with a lot more than guys who aren't. Guys who aren't really good at what they do, or guys who are struggle, they probably shouldn't be a pain in the rear end. They probably shouldn't get into, you know, different problems and cause all kinds of issues and things of the such and be insubordinate, because guess what? They're not going to get the benefit of the doubt that somebody who's really good at what they do and makes the company a lot of money and all that other stuff, they're not going to get that same consideration. They're just not. So, you know, the idea that somehow this is just sort of unique to sports, to me, is ridiculous, because it's not. And the other part of it is, people say, oh, well, what if this happened to you? What if this happened to you and, you know, people calling, well, if I was involved in this, I would lose my job. Well, here's why you probably wouldn't lose your job. Because the only reason it came out, the only reason people found out about it or whatever, was because it was Kareem Hunt that was involved in it. I mean, if it was you at your job, It probably wouldn't have came out. Nobody would have found out about it because nobody knows who you are. And unless you got arrested, it would not have been something that would have been public record. It wouldn't have come out. And I think that's the big difference when people try and compare who they are and what they do to athletes. The flip side of it is, yeah, athletes get away with some things that maybe other people can't. The flip side of it is, every time an athlete does something, it's news. So this is a situation where he wasn't charged with anything. It probably, if he was just a normal citizen, would have never even hit the newspapers. So that's really what it comes down to me. I look at it and just say that there's two sides to that. And I think Kareem Hunt is a guy that really deserved a second chance. And I think they gave it to him. So really, I don't understand why people, this has been universal, or this has been sort of the way things have gone for a long, long time. Talented people get second chances. And yes, it seems like athletes get away with stuff, but you know what? The other part of it is athletes also, because of who they are, they don't necessarily get away with things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.